Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is
glory to the Lamb of God. My dear friends, it's always a great pleasure to bring the Word of God to you. The Word of God is powerful and is able to change lives and situations. The Word of God directs our paths and leads us to eternal life. So I invite you to stay with me for a few minutes as I share the undiluted Word of God with you. My name is Brother Chris, and you are listening to Moment of Truth. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today and for the opportunity to hear your Word. Lord, I pray that you speak to us through the message we are about to hear. Give us the grace to receive the truth in your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My dear friends, this world is full of evil. The devil and his agents are using so many things to take souls to hellfire. But thank God for Jesus, who reveals to us the strategies of the enemy. The Bible says we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. And one of the strategies of the devil is to entice people. And the main purpose of his enticement is to make us do what is evil in the sight of God. So today, I'll be preaching on the topic, dealing with enticement. And my main Bible text is taken from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. Proverbs 1, verse 10. And it says, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not." I read it again. "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Here, God is talking to those of us who are his children. He tells us that sinners will try to entice us, but that whenever they do, we should not consent. We should not give in or succumb to the enticement. What a great admonition. And to entice means to make something look attractive and desirable. It means to make something appealing by presenting that thing as something that gives pleasure and advantage. To entice means to tempt and to seduce. So someone is enticed when that person is drawn to something because he or she was made to see that thing as something sweet and desirable. Coincidentally, the devil is an expert in enticement, and he uses his human agent to entice the children of God. He knows how to entice people with anything and everything. He will paint the picture of that thing in such a way that it will be so attractive and irresistible. You will then be drawn to that thing. Unfortunately, when you are being enticed, the devil will not show you the danger involved. He shows you the pleasure, but not the problem. This was exactly the way he enticed Eve with the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden. But you, child of God, should not be like Eve when you are enticed. God does not want us to give in when we are enticed by sinners. And that is why he is bringing us this message today. And I am trusting God that you become an overcomer after this message in Jesus' name. Now, there are many things that the devil can use to entice someone. But in this broadcast, we shall consider the three major things. And the first thing the devil uses to entice people is position. Many people are enticed with position. They desire to be the person in charge. They desire to be in control. They desire to be in authority. And because of this desire, the devil uses position to entice them. He shows them what they will benefit in the position, how they will be respected by others, and so on. And this makes people to become enticed. And because they are enticed, they are prepared to do anything to get the position. And that is why people kill to win election in politics. That is why people kill to become traditional rulers. That is why people join secret societies to get big positions in the civil service. Unfortunately, this also has entered the church. Pastors lie against one another so that they can take over their positions. Some even send hired assassins because they want to get positions. All these are signs that the person has been enticed. When you do evil, or you are prepared to do evil, to get a position, you know you have been enticed. But God is saying to you, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Another major thing that the devil uses to entice people is acquisition. Acquisition means the accumulation of earthly things. Many people are enticed by desire to acquire more and more and more things in this world. They want to get more money, more houses, more cars, more clothes, more jewels, and so on. And they never get satisfied by what they have. And the devil keeps enticing them by bringing out more and more new things. There are new car models, new designer clothes, new phones, name it. All these are strategies of the devil to keep children of God enticed and attracted to this world. And when you give in to this enticement, you will see yourself doing anything to make those acquisitions. Sadly, so many people are falling for the enticement of acquisition. That's the reason people do all manner of evil to get material things. They have been enticed. Ladies commit fornication just because they want to buy phone. Men go into armed robbery because they want to buy cars. And in the course of doing all this, they have perished. They have died and gone to hellfire. But this is not God's plan for you. And that is why he says, if sinners entice you, consent thou not. My prayer is that you not consent in Jesus' name. Another thing that the devil uses to entice people is fornication. Fornication has done so much harm to humanity. The devil is using fornication to launch a total war on souls. Many people have given in to this enticement and ended up in destruction. Those enticed by fornication include male and female, single and married, old and young. Even those who are supposed to be children of God have been enticed by fornication. People are enticed through the display of nudity. We see nudity all over the place. Every fashion people wear shows you nakedness. Every music video shows you nakedness. Every advert shows you nakedness. The devil is putting nakedness before our eyes so that we can be enticed to commit fornication. The painful thing is that you also see this nakedness even inside the church. And that is why so many churchgoers today are enticed by fornication. But hear me, my dear friends. Fornication is the deadliest sin that destroys the soul as well as the body. When the body is defiled, God can no longer dwell in it. That person becomes empty and exposed to the attacks of the devil. And for this reason, God says, if sinners enter thee, consent thou not. It is my prayer that you will not consent to the enticement of fornication in the name of Jesus. My dear listener, so far, we have considered the three major things that the devil uses to entice people. They are the position, acquisition, and fornication. Next, we shall consider the effect of enticement on someone. That is, what will enticement do to someone who gives in or who consents when he or she is enticed by sinners? And we see the effects in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 24 to 28. Proverbs 1, 24 to 28. In these Bible passages, God tells us terrible things that will happen to someone who consents to enticements. He tells us that there will be destruction, there will be desolation, there will be distress, and there will be damnation. And all these four things will befall anyone who gives in to the enticement of sinners. By destruction, we are talking about things that destroy your life and destroy your destiny. Things like premature death and terminal sickness. Many who were enticed by fornications are being destroyed by HIV/AIDS. When someone is suffering from desolation, that person experiences dryness and emptiness. Many join secret societies because they were enticed by acquisition, only to discover that they have no joy and no peace. They are desolate. By distress, we mean continuous trouble and sorrow. When you give in to the enticement of the devil, you end up with distress. Eve gave in to the enticement of the devil, and she became sorrowful all her life. Damnation is the last blow. Damnation means that the person is lost forever. The person has ended in hellfire. That is when the person calls and God does not answer. And as you can see, the effect of enticements are terrible. And that is why God is saying to us, if sinners entice you, consent thou not. So when next a sinner entices you, just remember what the effect will be upon you. When next sinners tell you about their position or show you their acquisition, remember, my dear brother and sister, what the effect of that enticement will be. And I pray that God will give us the grace not to consent, in Jesus' name. And then finally, we shall consider how to deal with enticement. How to deal with enticement. God has given us His word on how to deal with the enticement of sinners. And you can apply it and have victory over enticement. And the first way to deal with enticement is by contentment. Any child of God who wants to overcome enticement of sinners must have contentment. That person must learn how to be contented with what he or she has. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6. 1 Timothy 6 verse 6 tells us, but godliness with contentment is great gain. So stop looking at what other people have. Stop comparing yourself with the next person. Be grateful to God for what you have and be contented with it. Someone who is contented will not be enticed, because he will not want to do evil to get something. The second way to deal with enticement is by discernment. God expects His children to be wise and be able to discern things. Discernment is the ability to perceive and distinguish things. As a child of God, you should not easily jump into anything, no matter what it is. It is not everything that looks good is a blessing from God. Sometimes they are traps by the devil. To always take a few moments and check in your spirit what God is saying about that thing. But for you to be able to discern truly, you must be someone who is ready to do what pleases God. If not, you will not perceive anything, even if the Spirit of God is showing you. The third way to deal with enticement of the devil is by comportment. Comportment. Children of God need to comport themselves. Comportment means behaving and conducting yourself properly. It means self-control. Proverbs 25 verse 28 tells us that anyone who cannot control his spirit, anyone who does not have self-control, is like a city that is broken down. God expects us to be in control of ourselves and not to be controlled by things around us. That everyone is doing it does not mean you too will do it. If you develop self-control, you will not be easily enticed by sinners. My dear friends, this is where I will bring this message to a close. But before I go, I would like to pray for those children of God that have given in to one enticement of sinners or the other. I also want to pray for those who are not yet born again, those who are still living in sin and are being used by the devil to entice others. God is a merciful God and wants to save you and restore you. But you must first repent of that evil that you were enticed with and confess it to Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God who died for the sin of the whole world. And anyone who repents of his sin and puts his trust in Jesus will be forgiven by God. And you can do it right now and right there where you are. And if you want God's forgiveness, you can pray with me and say, Almighty God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I am a sinner. And I'm sorry for my sins. Lord, have mercy upon me. Dear Jesus, I call upon your name. I believe you died for me. I receive you today as my Savior. Amen. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, please touch your children right now. Deliver them from every enticement of the devil. Save them from his effects and restore them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for every sinner that have called upon the name of Jesus. I pray that you forgive them and give them a new life. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the works of the devil in the lives of my listeners. Lord, touch everyone right now and perform a miracle for them. Thank you for the answer. For in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. My dear friends, I believe the word of God has ministered to you. But if you have questions, or you need prayers and counseling, then feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. This is Brother Chris asking you to tune in same time, same station. God bless you.